Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
When is it the right time to open up my hand? Stumble through the feeling and hope you understand. Is there a choice that would heal every scar, or a path leading safely there? And I could tell you the things I believe. That doesn't make them true. So go and hide all your memories away. That's what you do. Down the middle, but please pick a side. And I could stay a little longer, would that be alright? 'Cause deep in my head I have tried to forget every failure, fear and flaw. Tell you the things I believe.
Live music on the radio in Laguna Beach, California. If you just tuned in, you probably don't even believe me that that was live music. Well, it was. It's John Martin Elson, and he's here in the station today. He's just getting from one set of microphones to the other so we can have a little bit of a chinwag about what's been going on for him. And Cara Loudon was singing so beautifully along with him. Hello, chaps.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Just get nice and close to those mics, if you would.
Awesome.
Should have said that to you before, really. We went on the R. Now, it says here on your Wikipedia page, you were born in Laguna Beach, California.
I was actually born within walking distance. I was born right at the hospital down that,
is that
down
right?
The street. Yeah.
It's walking distance for you, not for me, pal. I'm not walking down there. But, wow, that's great. I had no idea. Just saw that as the on-air sign went on.
Yep.
I went, bleh, Really?
Yep.
Wow. But you say that you hail from Minnesota. Did you grow up in Minnesota?
Yeah, my family moved out to Minnesota when I was just about to turn two, so they stole me away from the sunny coast.
Oh, you must hate them for that. Certainly during the winter.
Yeah, definitely. It gets very cold. This is like another world for us.
Do you know what? I've never been to Minnesota, but I've got a real sort of fondness for it because of Garrison Keillor and all that.
Definitely.
And the sort of liberal mentality, Al Franken.
Sure.
You know, all of that seems very exotic to me.
It's a very cool city. It's a very, very cool area. And we love the West Coast and we love coming out here, but it's also... We really like where we're from, and it's fun to have people start to notice Minnesota a little bit more as we continue to travel and do what we love.
Isn't that nice to love going away, but love going home too?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's how I feel about this place. Yeah. Very cool. So, are you on tour at the moment?
We are on tour. We're about 3 weeks into close to an 8-week run.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're still talking to each other. Still smiling.
Yep. Still smiling. Yep. Still able to get up at 10 in the morning.
Well, I love the music, man. I mean, I used to think for the longest time that I was born too late. You know, I never got to see the folk music of the 60s and the early 70s, certainly in Britain. Some great, actually, you can't hear it, but I'm playing Nick Drake in the background.
So Nick Drake, cool.
Right. And all of that. But now I've realised that actually I was born exactly the right time because that whole resurgence now.
Yeah.
And young people coming in here playing incredibly good folk music.
Awesome.
Is that what can I call it, folk music?
Yeah, it's definitely folk influenced. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of the, you know, the folk music and pop music that my parents listened to, you know, Simon and Garfunkel and Peter, Paul and Mary and that kind of awesome stuff. So I think it definitely influences what I do a lot.
Yeah, it must do. But then again, you've got this modern twist. So that's not, you know, people of my age can't sneer and say, oh, we've heard it all before. Because you've got a modern twist and the lyrics are very, how can I put it, personal.
Sure.
You know? So it's wonderful stuff. New record?
New record. It came out a few months ago, last fall, and we're kind of just now kicking into our heavy kind of touring and promotion of it, which feels really good. It feels good to get out and play the songs.
And I just played a track there just before. Control. What record's that from? Is that the
most
recent?
That's from the new one. Yep. That's
good.
I'm not
glad
afraid.
We're playing current stuff.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Well, I will delve more deeply into your thing now.
Please do.
That I've heard you live and been blown away by you. Played last night?
Yes, we played last night at the Echo in Los Angeles.
Heard it was a sold-out show?
Sold-out show. Super fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It went well? It was really, really fun. Yeah,
great
night.
Did people sing along?
We had a few people singing along last night. Yeah. It's a bizarre thing to be, however many hundreds of miles from home and look out and see people singing songs that you wrote in your basement.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre feeling.
I think that's probably the biggest accolade. You can, you know, somebody actually singing back your chorus to you, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Do you ever do that thing where you're like, you just stop and let them sing it to you?
It's happened a couple times, actually. Mostly at home, you know, where people know the songs real well, but we could try it. The biggest fear is doing that and then no one sings.
Just get a complete silence. No, you've got to listen. You've got to make sure you can hear them first.
Yeah.
Because that's really an accolade. People are listening and they're singing, really hearing the words.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
On the other hand, I went to see Elvis Costello the other night.
Oh, awesome.
He was brilliant.
I bet.
I went with friends of mine, and they won't sit together because my friend, Mike, hates his wife singing along to all the songs. Don't want to sing. But he claps. So she sings, he claps, and I'm sitting there trying to... You know, I just wanted to slap them both.
Everyone had to be in a different section of the theater.
Right. We should have done it that way. Next time, that's what we'll do. So, website, and where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, johnmarknelson.com. It's kind of a long group of three first names, but you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, with the website, join the email list, the whole thing.
The usual stuff.
You got to have it all these days.
Yeah, that's really tremendous. And you've got how many more weeks of this tour?
We've got about at least four and a half maybe weeks before we get back home.
Right. Good. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, we're playing in San Diego tomorrow night. I believe the venue is called Irenic.
It is, the Irenic. Yeah. That's a cool venue too.
Yeah, we're playing there tomorrow night.
Well, best of luck to you. Cara, you always been part of this team or you recently?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years now.
Yeah.
Since I became more of a permanent part of the group. I love it. It's great.
What's the when you play live? Is it just the two of you, or is it the whole? Oh,
it's a
whole
five piece band. Yeah,
goodness me, fantastic.
So, we left the other guys sleeping at the place we're staying, and we came and we came and did this.
Good for you. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for playing live.
Thank you
for
so
us
much
on the radio, and please come back again and soon.
Yeah,
to your old hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. We will. Thank you so much.
All right. John Mark Nelson and Cara on KX 93.5.